Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know, life can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? Between work deadlines, social commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time if you're lucky, it's easy to get swept away. But let me tell you something, neglecting your mental health is like skipping oil changes on your car. Sure, it might run for a while, but eventually, things are going to start sputtering and breaking down. So today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-care, because taking care of your mind is just as crucial as taking care of your body. Think about it this way. If you wouldn't jump into a car with flat tires and a leaky engine, why would you operate on life with an exhausted and neglected mind? You deserve to feel balanced, energized, and capable of handling whatever comes your way. And that starts with prioritizing self-care. Now, before we get too deep, let me tell you what self-care is not. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about intentionally nourishing your mental, emotional, and even physical well-being. It's a conscious effort to cultivate habits and practices that support your overall health and happiness. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care like a boss. First up, listen to your body. Seriously. It's constantly giving you signals of fatigue, stress, anxiety. They are all trying to tell you something. Pay attention to those cues and don't ignore them. If you're feeling overwhelmed, step away for a few minutes, take some deep breaths, or go for a walk. You know that feeling when your mind is racing and you just need to hit the pause button? That's your body screaming for a break. Second, set boundaries. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like me sometimes. But learning to say no to commitments that drain you or overload your schedule is essential. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Imagine this. You've got limited energy. Think of those boundaries as saving that energy for the things that truly matter. Third, cultivate mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is constantly on overdrive? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Try practicing some simple breathing exercises, meditation, or even just paying attention to your senses while enjoying a cup of coffee. It's amazing how grounding yourself in the now can reduce stress and anxiety. Fourth, make time for activities you truly enjoy. This is not a suggestion, it's a commandment. Whether it's reading, painting, playing music, or spending time in nature, make sure you carve out time for things that bring you joy and fulfillment. You know those hobbies you used to love? Dust them off, because they're waiting for you. And finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling with your mental health, please remember that there is no shame in reaching out for support. Therapists, counselors, and other mental health professionals are trained to help you navigate challenging times and develop coping mechanisms. Think about it like this: if you had a physical injury, wouldn't you see a doctor? Your mental health deserves the same level of care and attention. Speaking of real-world examples, let me share something that happened to me last week. I was swamped with deadlines, and my inbox felt like it was overflowing. I was starting to feel stressed and overwhelmed, that classic spinning wheels feeling you know all too well. Instead of pushing through, I decided to take a break. I stepped away from my computer, went for a walk in the park, and just focused on breathing and enjoying the fresh air. Guess what? That short break completely reset me. I came back feeling refreshed, more focused, and ready to tackle my tasks with renewed energy. It was a powerful reminder that even small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. So, here's the bottom line. You are worth investing in. Prioritizing your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. By incorporating these key takeaways into your daily routine, listening to your body, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, making time for joy, and seeking help when needed, you can cultivate a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, taking care of yourself is an act of courage, self-love, and strength. Now go out there and be the best version of yourself. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-care reminder. You can also leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us spread the word. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, confidence, and that daily dose of virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.